So Rashi says, really the Gersa, what it means to say is, two places it means true. One is when the Mishkan is still up, and that we have, that's like not true. But it means to say, the second place was, when the Levim started to take down the Kroshim, they started to take down the Mishkan, but the Mizbech was still in its place. So since the Mizbech was still in its place, it's still called fit to be used, and therefore you can still eat the basa. But then Echnami, once they moved, took down the Mizbeach, it's not fit to be used, then the basa also you cannot eat. So Moshe says, Mad Tema would have thought to say, if so Mehubi Yetzei, then once you take down the Mishkan, there's already Yipsolan Yetzei, even though it's like outside its Mechitzas, even though the Mizbeach is still there, Kamash will know that it's not, there's no psul yetzei. And therefore, as long as the mizbeach is still there, it's not possible. Mashkleima, for lo yachilo, nishmek mizbeach oslashminim. El achilos kodesh kodashim, b'loy kloyim oslashminim. Tleitema, don't say, once you took down the kloyim, there's the psul yetzei. Kamash will know, there's no psul yetzei here. But as long as the mizbeach is still there, you can eat, benichnami, if you take away the mizbeach, then you cannot eat it. Gemara says, "The amount of time the ifsa will be yaitz a kamash milan." Kedemar v'yeh mochanami. Why don't I say like this? Why don't I really say that once you take down the kloyim, take down the kroshim of the mishkan, there should be a psul yaitzay? We're talking about the bus of kodesh kedoshim. If the bus goes out of the yazara, it becomes pasul. Since the mishkan, the yazara was the mokum of the mishkan, so you take down the kloyim, the kroshim. Why isn't that a psul? Gemara says, "On the kroh, the pasuk says." The Nosa Oyomayid means the Oyomayid should travel. Means Alpha Pisha Nosa Oyomayid who? Even though it's traveling, it's still called an Oyomayid. Omarav Hu Namarav Mizbeach Shal Shilo Shalavonim Hoy. You know the Mizbeach that they had in the Mishkan Shiloi, it was made from stones, it was made out of Avonim. Titanic was learned like this. We have Lazar Ben Yaakov Oymer. Matamulim, what does the Pasuk say? Matamulim, Avonim, Avonim, Avonim. It says it three times in Shemaisim and Devarim. It says three times, Avonim. Rashi says the Mizbeach Avonim, Mizbeach Avonim, Latonif, Avonim, Shleimus Tivna. What does it say three? Why does it have to say three times, Mizbeach made out of stones? So, Echot Shal Shiloi. One means in the Mishkan Shiloi, the Mizbeach that was made out of stones. The Echot Shal Noivi Givon. That the Mishkan Noivi Givon, it was also, even though it's two different places, Rashi says, Chad Choshevlu, the Shneim Boma, the Einam Kedoshim, something like a Boma, it wasn't really Kedoshim. Ubeisalam, more than in the Beis Hamikdash. So these three places had a Mizbech made out of Avonim. So as we say, Mishkan Shiloi, the Mizbech was made from stone. Nosiv Rav Acha Barami, he asked the question, it says, Eish sheyodu min ha-shemayim v'mei Moshe. The fire that came down from Shemayim in the times of Moshe lo nistalko mi'al ha-mizbeach ha-nechoshes. It did not go, that fire did not go away from the mizbeach ha-nechoshes, the kap of mizbeach, ele b'yimei shloimoi. But in other words, mashm, all the time of the Midbar, until they came to the Beis Hamikdash, they always used the mizbeach ha-nechoshes from Moshe, and they always had the yesh on it. Until they came the Yimei Shloimei, means then they build a Mizbeach Shel Avonim. They did not use any more the Mizbeach HaNechoshesh. So that's when the Yesh went away from the Mizbeach HaNechoshesh. The Yesh Yod of Yimei Shloimei, but then Avadon Shloimei's Mizbeach also came down in Yesh. So the Yesh that came down in HaShemayim, the Yimei Shloimei, le'nistalkulat shebo Menashe. It did not go away that Yesh in HaShemayim until Menashe came for Sukkah. He took it away. The Akopon, the question is, if you're saying like you're saying, that already in Mishkan Shiloi, they did not use the Mizbech HaNechoshesh of Moshe, but they already made a Mizbech of Avonim, says, so Mikoru di Istalikalei, Mistam the Esh went away way before Shloimei, it went away already in Shiloi. Like you're telling me now in Shiloi they did not use any more Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech of Nechoshesh, but rather they used the Mizbech Shel Avonim. So already the Eish went away way before. So what does it say here? The Eish first went away. B'Yimei Shloimei, mashm up until B'Yimei Shloimei, they used Mizbech HaNechoshesh. and not the Mizbeach Shel Avonim. The Gemara says, "Who the Yomek Rabbi Nosson? Tell you, he sounds like Rabbi Nosson. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Nosson, Noam Rabbi Nosson says, Mizbeach Shel Shiloi Shemachosh Shoy Nechnami. This price, tackles not like us. This price sounds like Rabbi Nosson. Also, the Mizbeach Shel Shiloi was the Shemachosh, was Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach, and." Mizbeach Shel Shiloh Shemachosh Shoya Cholol, it was hollow. Umolay Avorim, they filled it up with stones. That's the pshat. So the Rashi learns the answer of Huna that the Huna started off to say the Mizbeach Shel Shiloh was Meshul Avonim, and Eretz Mash we know they still use the Mizbeach and Achoshesh. Says no stira. Shaka they used the Mizbeach and Achoshesh. Just it was hollow and they filled it up inside with stones. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar. My learn is stock. What does it mean to say that the age did not go away? Learn is stock or levatola. It just meant to say it did not go levatola in vain. That's all it means to say. It wasn't better what she says for Nizbech and Achesh of the Gamri. My, what does it mean to say? For Abon and Amri, Shavibi have a Mishadra. That sparks used to still come out from it. In other words, true. It could be they stopped using the Mizbech and Achesh already in the Mishkan Shiloi and they made a new Mizbech out of Avonim. But the Eish, there were still sparks coming out from the Zbech and Achoshesh. Those sparks came down to light up. Rashi says, Kishoyimat Maktirin al Shelavonim, Hoyezikin Lavas Yoitzes Me Eish Hashemayim Shal Mizbech and Achoshesh Shal Moshe Shafum Nuchsham. In other words, they had like two Mizbechs over there. They talk, they used in Mishkan Shiloi, the new one made out of Avonim. But the old Mizbech and Achoshesh of Moshe was still there. And the sparks used to come down off it from Minas Shemayim and light up the Mizbeach of the Avonim. The Papa Amar, Ushpiza heavy knockout. There was an Ushpiza like a second one there. The Zimnacha. Sometimes they used the new one, and sometimes they used the old one. There was like two there. He had both of them there. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Halsam went over there, Mishtin Midois, Hokishola, B'nei HaGoyla, when the B'nei HaGoyla came back. By the second base of Migdash, Hoisifu Olov, Dal Damas Min Adorim, for Dal Damas Min Amarav. They added on to the Mizbeach, 4 Amas on the south side, and 4 Amas on the west side. Kimin Gama, that's like a triangle. There's like an L shape, they added on. So, Rashi says, Nimsi Yisoy, the Lamed Beis, now comes out that it was 32 by 32, and the Makam Arachos on top was 24 by 24. Samar says, my time, what's the reason? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Mishum Delay Sofak, because Poshita wasn't big enough, so I had to make it a little bit bigger. Omer Lay Abaya, so Abaya said back, why? Hashta Mikdash Rishamatuch in the first place of Mikdash. Tehsibbe says over there, Yehuda V'Yisrael Rabbim, Kechol Asher Asfas Hayom, that there were so many Jews then, Sofak, it was enough, the Mizbeach, he had during the first place of Mikdash. So Mikdash Sheni by the second base of Mikdash. Tichsiv Beit says by the second base of Mikdash. Kol HaKahal, the whole Kahal together. Ki Echad Abor Rebuya. So there are 2,000, there's a Pesukim there. 2,040. That's all, there weren't that many. So a Sofik wouldn't be enough. Or Malaysia said back to Mahasim over there in the first base of Mikdash. Eish Shal Shemayim Mishayosim. The Eish Mina Shemayim came down and helped him. Therefore it was enough. But also by the second base of Mikdash. Ein Eish Shal Shemayim Misayosan. The Eish Min HaShemayim did not come down, did not help him. Therefore, they needed a bigger makom. Ki Yossi Rav, when Ravin came, Amram Shim Ben Pazi, Mishum Bakaparo. Shishin Hoisifer. What he added on was the Shishin. He did not add on to make the base of Migdash, to make the Mizbeach wider, but he added on Shishin. Rashi says, Karen Marovas Jeremis, on the southwest. Marovas Jeremis, the southwest, Hesifu Lamoshko Dorm, or Lamarov, Sheshomoye Menaschi Nesachim, that's what made the Nisach over there, Kanamina Mastis Lakamon, Vimeshloime Hoye Kimin Bo, there was like a little pit there. So now they made sheets, they made like pipes, where the Nisach of Mayim and Nisach Yayim should go down to. That's what they made, they made like pipes for it to come down. Like this, that Mikor at the beginning Savar Mizbeach Adoma Shu Otum Bi Adoma, that Mizbeach has to be closed with dirt. You cannot have any pits, like any pipes going down. The second one, Sava, Shesia Kachilo, the drinking is like the eating. The mom is that it has to be shtik, which says ma achilu mesachelus b'mizbeach, just like the eating, they burned it up on the mizbeach. Av shtiya tivla b'mizbeach, it has to be a pit on the mizbeach itself, like a pipe for the shtiya to go down into it. If so, what does the pasuk mean? Ma mizbeach adama? What does it mean to say mizbeach adama? It just means shu mechuba b'adama, that the mizbeach has to be attached to the ground. That means shlo yivnenu agabe le'agabe kipim, shnat build not on top of rocks. Not on top of tunnels. That's all we need to say.